has admitted that it's responsible for the bombing of a hospital in Afghanistan last weekend. Officials say the facility in the northeastern city of Kunduz was hit accidentally during an American airstrike. The Pentagon, NATO, and the Afghan government are investigating how and why this happened. But Doctors Without Borders says that's not good enough. The international medical charity ran the hospital. 12 medical workers and at least 10 patients were killed in the bombing. The U.S. has changed its explanation of what brought on the airstrike, and Doctors Without Borders says even war has rules and that the bombing was a violation of the Geneva Convention. These are a series of international agreements dating back to the 1800s. They set rules for how civilians and captured or injured troops should be treated. Attacks on hospitals are outlawed.
In the aftermath of the attack on the Doctors Without Borders hospital, a stunning military order from the top U.S. commander.
I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement.
That order, an acknowledgement that something went wrong. Rules of engagement spell out when and how the U.S. military can conduct airstrikes like the AC-130 gunship that hit the hospital. Doctors Without Borders says the U.S. knew it was a hospital. They were under attack for 30 minutes. It could not have been a mistake.
Until we're told otherwise, and until we see an independent investigation, we'll presume that this was in fact a war crime.
Did this violate U.S. military rules?
Even though the Afghans request that support, it still has to go through a rigorous U.S. procedure to enable fires to go on the ground.
But there was no American forward air controllers on the ground.
So we had a special operations unit that was in close vicinity that was talking to the aircraft to deliver those fires.
If the U.S. knew it was a hospital, did reports of Taliban firing justify the attack?
We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
Standards for airstrikes, at least initially, do not appear to have been met at the hospital. Military rules require U.S. troops are at risk. Contrary to initial reports, U.S. troops were not fired on. When the U.S. is going after Al-Qaeda, here it was the Taliban. When Afghans are about to be overrun, here the Afghans were trying to retake the area. Campbell said the overall security situation in Afghanistan is still so uncertain, he needs to revise his recommendations about a troop reduction.
We have to provide our senior leadership options different than the current plan that we're going with.
It remains to be seen how many of the 10,000 U.S. troops still in Afghanistan will remain after the end of next year. But with ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda still pressing for their advantage in Afghanistan, it's very much an open question. Barbara Starr, CNN, The Pentagon.